This is the essence. When hip hop was real, from the past to the present. So pay close attention. It's Born Talent, the avid record collector. Essence 101. This is how it all begun. True story. Your avid, bring it in. I started chilling with Mike when I was 9. Considered him a very close friend of mine. Whether just hanging free or doing a song, I always made sure that I took him along. Whether playing on the tracks or just for fun, we always seemed to attract attention from everyone. Stuck together through battles and every day. Jealous cats want to take him away, but no way. See, I couldn't let it happen. In my room or on the streets, we always be rapping about life, dreams, and all of our goals. Laugh and get serious, another story is told. See, my mom didn't like me hanging with him. She said, son, he's just a waste of time and a distraction. I paid it no mind, then continued on. We kept rocking every day till the break of dawn. Inseparable, that's how Mike and Born is. Like an umbilical, yet cordless. We went through highs and lows, and I can see that. Sometimes Mike would give me feedback to help me through all the tight situations. Told me I would be a star in the constellation, and he was right. So I trust him for life, and I keep writing rhymes for him every day and night. It's the essence.
I had to take hip hop back to the essence.
Now that is the essence.
Take this shit back to the essence.
Now me and Mike had a routine for years, I'd say. So one day, we met up with DJ. Now this kid DJ had a special technique. He produced sound every time that I speak, it beats. Kicking rhymes just a cappella. Pulled out a 45, but not the Gat, he's a good fella. So we invited him into our crew. He knew what to do when I would give him the cue. He would take his arm and put it in position, like delivering the pitch with needlepoint precision. His decision sometimes was to bring it back. If he thought we could do it better, we would start from scratch. And on track, there was nothing he couldn't handle. Sometimes he'd black out and burn the wax like a candle. This is just a sample of what he can do, but there's a spin to the story that I wish wasn't true. Mike started chilling with the wrong crowd for kicks, partying hard. DJ wasn't in the mix, cause where Mike went places, he wasn't included. So DJ felt neglected and secluded, but the tables turned, as you will see, how I got us back together like a family. We were meant to be, just peep verse 3, the essence of Mike, DJ, and MC is the essence.
I had to take hip-hop back to the essence.
Return to the essence, hip-hop.
Now that is the essence.
Take this shit back to
with these negative influences, Mike was acting dumb. So I set up this meeting to see if he come. I called him up, dial 914, you know the rest, kid. I'm not home right now, so leave a message. I said, Mike, you need to be blessed with the right rhyme. So meet me at the studio in the nighttime. He came, said, what's the 411? And I started complaining and said, yo, son, right about now, you're living on the bad side.
These labels told me this was hip-hop.
Well, yo, your man lied. It's about originality, your lyrical perfection, having talent and the affection for the music and being the best and getting the respect from east to west. He understood where I was coming from and knew what to do. Looked at me and DJ and Mike said, check 1, 2. We spit rhymes with many topics, lyrics galore. Cover girls, life and battles with metaphors. Made an underground tribute for MCs that's real. This is for my people that know the deal. See, it's because of these two that I got the name. They're the reason that I'm MVP while playing the game. And everywhere that I go, I'm bragging of the presence. That's why I always take it back to the essence.
I had to take hip-hop back to the essence.
The essence. Return to the essence. Hip-hop.
Now that is the essence.
Take this shit back to